Halo 2 is a version of Halo. Gotcha.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm your host, MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And, you know, we took a week off.
We did.
To reassess. Sometimes you just got to reassess.
And the situation.
We realized something. I don't know, Red Bear, if you realized it, but we're pretty good at what we do.
I am really good at what I do. You're lucky I'm around.
We've compiled a list of things that you should know. We've got a lot of news, and we're going to talk about the news later. But before that, we're going to talk about us. We're going to talk about what's going on with us. What's the website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
There's also, like, this Facebook thing. It's kind of new. Maybe it's not going to catch on.
I think it is catching on.
Is it?
They made a movie.
A lot of people
And I think
are using
once
it.
You have a movie, you're pretty much, like, in the know.
You're in pop culture?
Yeah, you're in pop culture once you have a movie about you.
Or a series, like that Veronica Mars thing.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw that.
Yeah, was it good?
I saw the movie.
Yeah, was it good?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was Kickstarted, right? So that's something.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Kickstarted movie.
We're actually talking about Kickstarter later, but before that, Facebook.com/experience points. Also, like, we got Twitter up in this.
Y'all tweeting?
Twitter at exp_points. You can follow us. It'll get to everybody. You can, you know.
If you can't find us, ask the NSA. They'll direct you in the correct direction.
Right. Ask for your backups if you lose anything. if you need to go to, like, one place to find all of the social media that we're attached to, because we have Google+. We have YouTube at, I think it's youtube.com/theexppointschannel. But channel's hard to spell sometimes.
It is.
If you go to exppoints.com, scroll all the way to the bottom of that first page, we have buttons. You can click them. Just saying. So that's all the website news we're going to talk about today, tonight, right now. Retro games.
Those are games that were old.
What is our retro game for the night?
Let me see. I found it. Papers.
We got to pull the cartridges out.
Look. It's Super Mario Bros. 2.
Okay, so the sequel.
The second one.
We haven't done Super Mario Bros. 1. That's sort of like a classic, I guess. It's one of the first platformers that really made it. Pitfall was pretty good, too, I guess. But
Pitfall was interesting because, like, that dude made his brother, like, run around his yard to get the motion cap type stuff.
It's
to figure out how he's supposed to jump. I don't know. I think he just wanted to make his brother run around the yard and jump.
We're going to talk about Super Mario Bros. 2. We're going to talk about some news. And then we're going to talk about Kickstarter woes when something is backed and then they back out. And we've actually got a pretty good case study.
I'm not getting my Double Fine Adventure.
No, I think
I'm
that's still waiting.
Coming.
So retro game, let's break into it. Super Mario Bros. 2, this game. This was released in 1988. But before we talk about the game itself, which was released on NES, Super NES, Virtual Console, so I guess the Wii and the Wii U, and Game Boy Advance in some form or fashion.
A toaster near you.
It's on your Nokia brick phones, people. Not really. So one big thing that I'm going to talk about is not the game itself, because the game did do a lot of stuff for the future Mario games. People hate on Mario 2 all day long because it was so completely different from Mario 1. But something I'd like to talk about is what it was before it was Super Mario Bros. 2.
An idea?
It was an idea. It was conception. And
to be confused with Inception.
No, Inception is different. So in its conception, let's talk about Mario Brothers first. Not Super Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers.
Just Mario Bros.
Mario Brothers was an arcade game.
Yeah, it's where the bros were fighting it out.
Right. Well, Initially, it was a cooperative arcade game that monsters would show up. And they
okay,
would come
in.
Okay,
that's true.
Right.
But you're still trying to beat your brother.
Right.
Better at killing monsters.
You want to get more points.
Yeah.
And that kind of was relived in
Mario and Luigi.
Or Super Mario Brothers 3, excuse me. If you have Super Mario Brothers 3, you can go ahead, and we're going to put all links to this in the show notes on the site. But if you play Super Mario Brothers 3 and you go on top of the second player's tile, wherever he was on the map, and you hit, like, A, then you would go into essentially Mario Brothers, and you would just try to, like, beat the other person. Super Mario Brothers was completely different. And this was before.
It was the one everyone loved.
Well, yeah. No, everyone loved it. They could take it home.
Yeah.
And it was.
You could take it home. That was a thing.
It was the start. Well, yeah, you didn't have to pay $500-$600 for an arcade cabinet. This was the start of platforming as a home type of thing, something you could do. And game mechanics back in the 80s, they weren't really established. So nope. Super Mario Brothers,
not even a little bit.
It was a breakout. It was great. And then the original team started working on Super Mario Brothers 2, which in Japan was called Super Mario Brothers Lost Levels.
Because, you know, we can't make it simple.
Right. Well, it was a slightly modified version of the Mario Super Mario Brothers 1 game engine, but it was really difficult. And again, this was re-released on Super Mario All-Stars for the Super Nintendo.
Which is just a great one to get.
I highly recommend you get it. It was a compilation title. Really, really awesome.
I'm usually not a fan of compilation titles, but All-Stars?
I know there were two versions of All-Stars. There was one with Super Mario World, and then there was one with... Oh, I'm sorry. There were three. So one without...
I didn't realize there were so many versions.
It was Mario 1, or Super Mario 1, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers Lost Level, Super Mario Brothers 3. And then I want to say there was... That was it. That was all. It was four games. Then there was a second one that had Super Mario World on it. Then I believe there was a third one that had Super Mario Kart.
Really?
I may be wrong about that third one.
Well, he said it. Quote him.
But I'll do some searching. But anyway, so back to this one. So the original team worked on Lost Levels, and then they started making another Mario game. They prototyped it, and it was called Yumi Kojo Doki Doki Panic, which sounds weird, right? That's not Mario at all.
No, it's Yumi Kojo Doki Doki Panic.
It was supposed to be this contractual agreement with Fuji Television and Nintendo to make a game sponsoring or featuring characters from the Kojo Festival that was coming up in Japan, and they just happened to like it so much, and they hated Lost Levels in America. The Nintendo America hated Lost Levels because it was too difficult. Apparently, people didn't like it.
Yeah, so no they faith.
Said, yeah, they said, let's take this.
Yumi Thus, Kojo. The hardcore gamer was born.
Right, right. If you beat Lost Levels. And that's what it was. It's in Japan, Lost Levels is actually Super Mario Bros. 2. So, in Japan. So, Yumi Kojo Doki Doki Panic. The whole reason
I guess
I'm
they talking just
thought
Japanese were better at games than us.
Well, they made them for a long
time. They
didn't
time. Make
them. You know, they were the exclusive game makers.
Trust me, you're making something doesn't mean you're better at it, at playing it.
Well, that's true. That's true. Doki Doki Panic, which loosely translates into, like, Dreamland heart-pounding something, heart-pounding adventure.
Sure, let's go with that.
It was... completed. I guess completed is a good word. It was changed and completed and was released in both areas. So there's actually a Yumi Kojo Doki Doki Panic, and I'll do a side-by-side on the website. Almost, you know, level for level, it's almost the exact same as Super Mario Brothers 2 in America. And so they finished it. They changed all the characters. They finished it. They made it a Mario title. They they named it Super Mario Brothers 2 in America. And then in Japan, it's named Super Mario USA, which is kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
Because there's a lot different about it. It doesn't take place in the Mushroom Kingdom. It takes place in, like, a dreamland. And the name of the dreamland is called Subcon. I don't know why, but it's called Subcon. You don't fight King Koopa, which is...
weird.
It seems weird because King Koopa is, like, the big bad guy in all of the in all of the things. Instead, it's this frog.
I remember that now.
It seems like such an oddball in the series, but it's really awesome because... picking things up wasn't in the series before, and it introduced that, and it stuck with it. Originally, it was going to be multiplayer all the time, cooperative play, but they took that out because it wasn't really there yet. It wasn't developed enough. But look at Super Mario Brothers, the new Super Mario Brothers on the Wii or Wii U. That's fully cooperative. Four people playing at the same time.
Yeah,
picking people
that
up.
That can't get annoying
up.
At all.
No. You know what? I can't say how many times I've been jumping over a pit and like a friend who's playing along with me jumps on my head and just stops
and you're
me.
Like, come on.
And I fall straight
down. I'm not
down.
Yoshi. What are you doing?
So cool thing about Super Mario Brothers 2, you could choose four people or between four characters.
That's not cool. What was cool is it mattered for once.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm a green dude or I'm a red
dude.
Yeah,
like in the original, yeah, you could either be green or red. Mario yep. Luigi didn't change anything.
Nope.
Now, it had abilities.
Yep, so you had...
So what
you
were
have?
They?
You had, like, Mario.
And Mario
was like...
Mario's always the default guy.
Yeah, he's like, in Mario Kart, you get Mario if you don't really know... like, you want average stats on everything. And that's sort of... Mario 2 started that, I guess. Or Super Mario Brothers 2 in America. Yumi Kojo Doki Doki Panic started that. Then you have Luigi. And for the first time in the series, Luigi's a different height. Because before, you were either a little man or you were a big man. And
right.
those were the
with
two.
With the mushrooms.
With the mushrooms. So this one actually has Mario being shorter than Luigi. And Luigi can jump higher and like has a like a descent, or it descends very slowly. compared to Mario, who just like jumps up and down like normal. Princess Peach, which she had
that
like
a dress.
She had a dress. And you could jump up and, like, hover if you held down the button. I don't know how it works. You hover at the same...
Physics!
Same thing, and then you drop. And then Toad, which was shorter. He could run faster. I want to say he could... He was just shorter. Like, that was his thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe he could take an extra hit. I can't really remember. So, that was...
Probably run faster because he's scared Mario was going to eat him.
Maybe.
Like a mushroom.
Maybe. This thing, it was so weird. You fought dinosaurs that weren't like normal dinosaurs. You jumped into these big ravens, like the doors to the end of the level.
Yeah.
With these raven heads that would fly around. You had to pick radishes up and throw them at them. And it was just crazy. And the entire game, like, it was like someone just had a bad acid trip and decided to make a game. And it was awesome because it was different. And a lot of people hated it. But it is like 108 on the top 200. Best games.
It's
of the
definitely
time.
Worth a play. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what? You could probably. I'm willing to bet that there's like an online ROM that you could actually play the game online without downloading it.
More than likely.
You can't really
find
these games, you know.
These days, yeah.
And it's been recreated. You can get it on the Virtual Console, so on the Wii and the Wii U. Game Boy Advance had like Super Mario Advanced version of it, and you know, on Super Nintendo in the Mario All Stars compilation cartridge. So I mean, it's a pretty cool game.
That's a good game. It's one to check out. I'm not gonna say it makes my top 10 or anything.
No,
it does have some history for Mario there.
You know what? We were talking backstage about how Nintendo is not the best company right now. Nintendo is it's not failing, but it's not.
Are they not?
It's not. It's not progressing. You know, there's nothing that they're doing that is progressive anymore. And before, it used to be really awesome. You know, they used to try different peripherals and different hardware and different this and that, and it worked. And even if it didn't work, it pushed things in the right direction. This time, they're not really doing that great. So I thought, you know what, we'll throw them a bone. Mario 2, Super Mario Bros. 2, not that bad of a game.
Yeah.
Definitely different. Pretty
check
good
it
sound.
Out, you get the chance.
Yeah, check it out. Look in the show notes. And we'll do a Let's Play, I guess. You know, we can do that.
Whatever.
That's cool. We're going to go to a song. This is actually a remix from Super Mario Bros. 2. It's called Gypsy Jazz by Adrian Halavati. Or Hollowvatty. It's on OC Remix. I'll put a link to the download.
We're professionals. We know what we're doing.
Names are hard sometimes.
Words.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU.
Experience points. Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm your host, Red Bear.
And I'm the other host, MG, and that was Gypsy Jazz by Adrian Halavati. I guess the jury's still out on how you say his last name, but we're going to leave
Words.
A link to that OC Remix. His OC Remix is pretty good. If you haven't checked them out, check out ocremix.org. We're going to leave a link in the show notes. We are going to talk about news, and then we're going to talk about Super Action Squad, the Kickstarter that's now on hold. Whenever you back and they back out. So, news.
News, let's do this.
I watched Disney's Frozen.
That's news.
Yeah.
What'd you think? I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
You watch the regular or the sing-along version?
No, it was the regular.
Oh, that's no fun.
I watched that, and it was pretty good, but
Let it go. Let it go.
Side note. Here on Experience Point, I remember when Red Bear and I used to live together in the same apartment. We played Rock Band religiously. And I mean religiously, like
with these voices, how couldn't we?
Right. So I don't think you did sing.
I sang. I was the singer because remember the messed up wrist and doesn't do the guitar.
Oh yeah, that's right. Right. Okay. So I'm just throwing it out there. We have experience
points.
We have experience points in
with
singing.
Clearly.
So back on track. News, Disney Interactive laid off 700-plus people a couple weeks back.
Let them go.
They let them go. They let them go. That's like 26%.
That's crazy.
They closed off the Chicago.
I guess they're just not being profitable? Or
yeah, so the line, the official line, was something like, we are closing these offices to streamline development of good products,
sure.
Something like that.
Blah, 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 we're wasting money.
Chicago, New Jersey, Colorado, South Korea, and one of the shops in India.
Thank God they didn't close the North Korea branch.
Right, yeah. They haven't heard from them in a while, so yeah, they assume that they're hard at work on Invincibles 2 or something.
Yeah.
Or Incredibles 2. The Invincibles. Moving on, Sony has announced, and they announced this, I think, a week and a half ago, that they're making a Last of Us movie. And that's fantastic because...
Now, I'm never a fan of video game movies. But this one,
I loved
could...
the Super Mario Brothers movie. I loved it. It was now I,
that know, okay. That one will hold a special place in my heart. I will give you that.
It's definitely a special place.
It's a very like short bus special place.
Right, a unique special place. So this Last of Us movie, directed by Sam Raimi, retelling of the game's storyline, which is different from a lot of the movies we're seeing now, because unlike Far Cry, Assassin's Creed, and Watch Dogs, which are all Ubisoft movies that have been announced are in the works, and they're all based off of games, they won't be retelling the stories from those games. So it's interesting to see that, and playing what little I have played of Last of Us, it's worthy. You could take the cinematics and make a movie out of them if you just string together the gameplay elements. Yeah,
but then you'd be a Metal Gear game.
You know what? I'm fine with that. I love Metal Gear. Though, they're releasing Ground Zeroes pretty soon. I want to say, like, they may have actually already released it, and I just need to pick it up. But you can complete it once you know exactly what to do in 10 minutes.
Minutes of gameplay.
It's worth 20. No, there's a lot more gameplay. But once you know, it's like Gone Home. Once you know what to do in Gone Home, like where the secret door by the stairs is, you can go home and like open it up, and then that's it. That's the game. I've beaten it in 2 minutes just to say that I have. And anyway, so that's happening. But
it's happening.
Do you remember the series Heroes?
I do. It's the one about the superheroes.
Yeah, the people with powers that they come
out.
I
remember season one being good.
And
there were some other seasons or
there
something.
There were some additional seasons that may or may not be horrible. Heroes is coming back. They are quote-unquote being reborn as Heroes Reborn. It's a 13-episode miniseries set to release sometime in the future, near future.
That may work.
It could work. You know what?
Since it's a miniseries, that means they're going to have a complete plot together.
I would hope so.
I'm assuming.
I
that they've set their expectations higher than let's not be terrible.
If as long as they can beat the last two seasons of Heroes, because season 2...
that's going to be hard.
Season 2, well... they could not make it and beat the last two seasons. I hate hating on something like that, but like Heroes season 1 was so good in my opinion.
Oh, it was good.
And that's like the general opinion that season 1 was pretty good. And I'll go with the flow on that one. Season 2, it was bad, but you know what, sci-fi series oftentimes they have
Well, you usually need a season or two to get your footing.
Right.
Unless you're Firefly.
Right. Unless you're Firefly.
You get canceled.
Or like Stargate. Stargate SG-1.
Stargate was good from day one.
I think it took a good two seasons.
I think you're wrong.
Before, if you didn't have
maybe I just like that show way too much.
If it didn't have a good first and second season, it wouldn't have made 13 seasons.
Well, that's true.
I'll
give you Star Trek TNG, my favorite series ever. The first season is terrible.
It's really hard.
It is so bad. You know I'll tell you on the trick on that one, it gets good once
Q?
not once Q. Q was like Ep 1.
Once Wesley stops being so
it gets good once Worf gets his new sash.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it gets good.
Yeah.
That's the trick. Watch for the sash. You'll know.
Moving on. Titanfall.
Yeah! Titanfall!
Which is great. I finally
Pilot,
was able to download
your Titan
it.
Is ready.
27.
I can't tell you the feeling I get every time I hear that.
I know, right? So
I just want to drop it.
Let's plays of Titanfall are coming. Because Titanfall, I feel like day to day, match to match, Titanfall is averagely awesome.
Yeah.
And
Titanfall.
You've got moments though. Moments where
awesome.
Like I did this thing the other day when I was playing. I was in my Titan, and I never really get my Titan because I like putting.
Yeah,
in my
me and you have different different styles of play. On
right.
This.
I don't want to be like punched and ripped out and thrown. So I like it guard. Yep. I like it in guard mode because they're trying to assault my Titan, and I can see where they're coming from, and I can shoot them, and my Titan will be okay. But I was in my Titan this time, and I did this thing where I jumped off the building, double jumped, landed on my Titan, jumped in, swung in.
Yeah, aren't the animations just amazing?
They're really great. Like, I feel
like you
totally
grab the
awesome.
Titan and flip around, and you're like, yeah, I'm in the cockpit now.
I felt totally cool, but my Titan got doomed, and my Titan was set to go nuclear whenever it goes down.
Yeah.
So the guy
have
kills my Titan.
Have you used the burn card to make the nuclear explosion even bigger?
No, not yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm in my Titan.
Out. You're not even living.
I explode. The Titan explodes. It kills the other Titan instantly. That player explodes. I kill him mid-flight as we're both like at the same level, like as we're both falling. I kill him.
Nice.
And that was so cool. And I didn't even know you could do that. That was
yes.
so awesome.
You can do crazy things. One thing I really like. I love this game, by the way. I've been looking forward to it. I'm not disappointed.
I believed the hype.
I often get let down on that.
Yeah.
Not this time. And what got me on this one is. So you, it's very parkour based. Whenever you're, you know, a pilot running around,
yeah, you can wall.
And I was
run,
afraid that
jump.
Like you drop the Titan in. So this is a giant mech. Gameplay is going to slow down and be terrible.
Right.
Nope.
Yep.
It not, is. Nothing. The speed of the game doesn't change. I love
the ability to do things in this game, like wall running, wall jumping, climbing up. That seems very natural. Very, very.
Yeah. Like
fluid.
It's not like they're tacking anything on. It's like, hey, I need to get over there. Let me run up this wall real quick.
I wanted to be the Ewok, or I wanted to be the Luke Skywalker in Empire Strikes Back at the very beginning where he gets on the AT-AT or whatever and takes him down. I did that. You can
yes,
jump
you can
on
actually
them
do that. Actually,
and
I'll
shoot the thing. And
I'll bring that up. That's one thing I love. So one thing I loved about MechWarrior 3 making it the best mech game to date was the computer voice that would always give you the warnings and stuff. Titanfall beat it because like you jump on my back and it's like, hey dude, there's a pilot like punching me in the back. Maybe you should get out.
Yeah, you should.
It's easier
something.
To hit him if you know you get out.
You should do something about that.
Oh man, I love it.
Anyway, not to rant on Titanfall because there will be a Titanfall, a Let's Play and a podcast dedicated completely to Titanfall because it is sort of a game changer in my opinion. But Titanfall is not in South Africa because apparently South Africa has worse internet than me.
That's crazy. I don't believe it.
It took 27 hours to download Titanfall for me. It
took like 27 minutes.
Well, for them, apparently, it's so slow that they can't even play on the server. It's not getting the game to them. It's getting the game data connection out. So that's sad for them. On a completely unrelated Titanfall note, Battlefield 4, Carrier Assault, it released. If you ever played Battlefield, like 2142, I didn't.
Actually, 2142... is what I was hoping for. Well, I was hoping for Titanfall when 2142 came
out. Right, and then 20...
And it was not. It was terrible.
It wasn't that good, but they did have
and
Titan mode.
Full of hackers.
They had Titan mode in 2142.
Nah, no one cares.
Carrier Assault's like Titan mode. In Titan mode, you had a thing, you know, each player, each side had like, in this case, carriers for Carrier Assault. You had to go from one to the other and like capture their base. And it's like, it's not necessarily capture the flag, because there are different ways you can do it, but same idea. Four new maps, five new weapons, pretty cool. Moving on, Ouya. It's like Uno.
We're still on Ouya?
It's Uno.
Like
to me.
It's still a thing?
It is still a thing, but they're changing it. So the Ouya Everywhere platform, which they're pushing now.
Speaking of letdowns from Kickstarter.
It's it's software. It's like an OS type of thing.
Isn't it Android?
It allows Ouya games specifically developed for the Ouya platform
for the controller
to work on other Android consoles. So Mad Catz is actually making a.
It's still a thing.
Mad Catz is still a thing. They make more than
how
just controllers.
How are these things?
Well, they you know what they stayed quiet and they made it out. They made it through the wilderness.
Well, okay. Good for them.
Mad Catz Mojo, which I don't know if there's a four letter thing. Ouya Mojo. They're all capitalized too. Like that's their labeling, their branding. But Mad Catz Mojo is an Android-based console. It will be running Ouya everywhere, so it's going to give, I guess, the Ouya console a run for its money. I'm not sure how that really works. You make something, and now you can compete with yourself, but you're not getting the money this time.
Is this like artificial competition? They're trying to boost sales.
I guess
saying,
I don't know. I think just words. Ouya wants people to use it, but something way cooler than Ouya. NASA.
Anything?
NASA.
Rocks.
NASA.
NASA
is giving.
NASA, they look at space rocks.
They look at the space rocks from space.
From space.
NASA is giving the team from Kerbal Space Program actual telemetric data and sizing and everything. No, they're giving them all this data so you can build real world or real accurate, NASA accurate objects in the game.
The moon is going to be accurate?
Well, no, not the moon. The stuff to get to the moon.
Oh.
So like all of the rockets that they have in Kerbal Space Program now, they're not.
They're
inaccurate.
Just, okay, I see what you said. That's
going
to be fun.
They're just wrong sometimes for the reality. But you could make a Saturn V rocket now when NASA
that'll
releases.
Be cool. That'll
so it'll
be
have
cool.
like a pack that you download.
Yeah, like NASA pack.
Some games coming out. Batman Arkham Knight. It's 1 year after Batman Arkham City.
Which was a great game.
It's fantastic, Arkham City. Arkham City was huge, too, first off.
Yeah, so, and I see where we're going with this.
It's big.
Arkham,
Batman Knight. Batman Knight. Arkham Knight, excuse me. I guess this is all an Arkham trilogy.
I guess that's what they're going for.
I guess it's
going
to be an Arkham trilogy. Arkham Knight is five times larger than Arkham City.
I'm going to assume it takes in like part Gotham as a whole.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I'm assuming that it's everything. And so they had Arkham Origins. I guess it's a quadrilogy in this case. You had Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Origins. And then that was a prequel to everything. And then you have Arkham Knight. Arkham Knight typically is going to be like, because you have Batman Begins, then you had like Dark Knight, what, Returns, and then you had Dark Knight Rises. So I think when they put Knight in it, it probably means Batman's going to die.
Spoilers! You don't even know if that's a spoiler.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Batman Arkham Knight, 5 times larger, 1 year after the events in Arkham City, and that is going to come out in the sooner rather than farther future.
Well, like, okay, I'm excited about it, except for, and I'm the weird one, the 5 times larger part. Stop, make big is not better.
Yeah, it's
odd. But no, seriously, because it's going to have the same problem that I have with Arkham Skyfall.
City? Oh, okay.
It's not Skyfall. Skyrim. Skyfall was a great Bond movie.
Yeah.
But Skyrim, I'm never going to finish that game.
It's too big.
It's too big.
There's too much
to
do.
I can't take it all in.
You know what's not too big?
What's not too
big? Titanfall.
Titanfall's not too big. You see, very specific maps.
Right.
I get my Titan. I kill the players. I get it.
Halo 2 Anniversary Edition's been announced.
Ooh,
so
yay.
They had Halo Anniversary Edition. And
I'm actually kind of excited about this.
I liked
honest.
Halo 2.
If I had an Xbox One.
I like, oh, so it's Xbox One only?
Is that correct? Well, I saw it's coming. It may be on the 360, but
you know
it's coming out for the One.
I always assume that Xbox One is going to, or Xbox 360 is going to get everything. Because I think they got Titanfall.
I mean, at this point, they probably, yeah, you got Titanfall.
And it, you know, that's a pretty big game, and Halo's bigger than Titanfall,
yeah,
no matter what people want to say, so.
But some people don't like these releases. I honestly do like them because it, like, Halo 2 was a good game.
Yeah.
And to update the graphics, everything, awesome.
Right. I want
makes
Halo.
It playable again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, give it Halo Reach graphics, I'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the best, in my opinion, best Halo game yet.
I agree. Ray William Johnson has shot his final episode of Equals 3. It's actually online.
What?
We'll link to it. If you don't know what Equals 3 is,
then
it's
you're not on
like,
the internet.
It's sort of like a Tosh.0, except funny.
Except funny.
And Ray William Johnson has
nice.
Fully matured as a YouTube celebrity. I really like his attitude and everything. He does a lot of really cool stuff with his network and with the network he's a part of. So we're going to put a link to him in the show notes.
Yeah,
Intel makes an 800 gigabit per second cable. They're able to transfer data. Now, again, this is a perfect situation.
This
lab.
Is just a cable. This
but
doesn't
one,
include hardware connected
one cable
to said cable.
That hooked up to the fastest hardware we have transmitted data at 800 gigabits per second. So I need some of that at my house.
Yeah, you do.
Intel, get on that. Katamari Damacy turns 10. It was released for PS2 10 years ago.
Wow.
Well,
it's
it,
been 10
it,
years?
It turned 10 yesterday, so on March 18th. But, yeah, Katamari Damacy turned 10.
We should have a birthday
10.
Cake for it.
We should, and it should be like a ball with all the stuff
yeah,
attached
the stuff
to
just,
it, like
yeah.
Tootsie Rolls.
We should
stuff.
Actually just, you know what, I got some gum somewhere. Let's
we'll just
roll that around the office.
Roll the gum around. And then we're going to end out our news segment with a game you've actually been looking forward to.
I was.
Yeah.
If I had an iPad.
Deus Ex The Fall. Was an iOS and Android. I think it was an Android game as well.
It was iOS.
Oh, it was only iOS. So Deus Ex The Fall is out for PC on Steam for $10 now. And
guess who gets my $10?
It won some awards for being pretty good as a game, you know, on iOS.
I have to pick it up. I don't have it
and
yet.
And we'll put a link to that
Adam.
In the show notes. I'll
I'm
probably
angry.
Get it too, just to because it's in the Deus Ex Human Revolution universe now.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Same game style, same play and everything. So we're going to go ahead and put a link to that. Before we get out of control, we're going to cut to a song.
We're getting wild up in here.
This is The Gates.
The Gates!
By Da Vinci's Notebook. I really like this song. It's totally...
I can tell because you're smiling.
It's totally, smiling, like, funny, man. And it's not like what we normally play on the show, so we're going to cut to that real quick. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on...
Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.
Working on a laptop close to the end of a job I've been doing since 10:30. I don't believe that it's frozen again. The system has gone down, oh, town.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And that was The Gates by Da Vinci's Notebook. Like I said, I really love that song. It's so upbeat and nice. But what's not nice is when... That's an awesome segue, by the way.
What's not nice... Until you broke the segue by mentioning how awesome the segue was.
Yeah, self-referential.
Good job.
You hear this? That's me patting myself on the back. Super Action Squad. Some may know it as Super Retro Squad. This was a Kickstarter back 2 years ago that asked for a paltry $10,000. $10,000 is a lot to you or me in one lump sum, but for making a video
I could
game,
use 10 grand.
Yeah, no, everyone could, I guess, but 10 grand to make a video game isn't that, that's not much, right? That's just not a lot of money. Well, they asked for $10,000. It helps that this is the guy that was asking also made Super Mario Brothers Crossover, that Flash game that was really big, you know, 2.5 years ago. And he said to himself, hey, I want to make a game, a full-fledged game, so let's go ahead and do that. So he started Super Action Squad, and asked for $10,000. He got $53,000. And that was really, really cool. He started with 8 people on his design team, but things have taken a turn. It's not a good state because he released a super action blog post that is about 6 pages printed out, just the blog post, full-size pages of him pretty much saying that the Kickstarter's on hold. After 2 years of development.
Well, because as he states, apparently it's difficult to get a group of people willing to work for free or little pay.
Yeah, and that was the thing. That's, you know,
something you should consider, in my opinion.
They moved people into the same sort of house or into the same area to work on this. And it's you know, it's extreme programming. You got some pair of programming going on.
I was going to say, in the words of the Joker, if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Right, right. He cites several different headers on this blog post: inexperience, lack of understanding, unrealistic estimate of costs, just a few other things in the blog post that you know, that he says are problems. His big thing, he says, I promised a big project without realizing how big it was. I guess I kind of figured that with a team, I'd be able to unhandle everything. This also explains in more detail in the blog post.
I'm looking at the blog post. I just keep seeing repeatedly, turns out people like money when they're developing and living.
Yeah.
And they're developing software and trying to make a living.
And that's the thing. Having an ineffective team, sometimes it doesn't matter the best team in the world. You got to have heart. You know, you got to have a heart and soul for what you're doing. And he cites several problems with motivation and the team motivation, getting people on the same side, having creative differences. You know what? This can ruin anything. It's not, you know, it's making the show because
I'm just missing how he thought he could get people together to live and work on something and not give them money.
I mean, he was paying for their housing expenses.
Okay.
And initially. And
yeah, but then he moved that down here and he says he stopped.
Yeah, yeah. It's sad.
I guess he was running, like, 10 grand is not enough to make a full-fledged game. I'm sorry.
No, it's
I
not.
Think that's what this comes down to, is inexperience and not knowing how production works.
So, but he got 53 grand. That's
okay,
the thing.
He got 53 grand.
It's kind of,
that's,
I don't
how
know.
Many developers were on this?
There were originally 8 developers on this project.
That's not enough to pay the developers even.
After he started cutting people off, it got down to 3, himself included. So yeah, him
that's not 53 grand. Like, so you're looking at what, a 6 to 12 month project?
Maybe, yeah.
That's not even enough to pay 2 developers.
He continued to say that Unity, they were using Unity to develop on, which Unity is a tried and true game platform now. It used to not be that great.
A lot
on.
Of people use Unity for things.
Right.
It's not bad.
He says Unity is not a good tool for 2D platformers, even after they introduced Box 2D. That wasn't that great. Launching the Kickstarter before the game was fully designed was a huge mistake. He says, since I had never designed a full game before, I didn't realize how little design work had actually been done on the game before launching the Kickstarter. I had the basics in my head, and I figured out it would just work. I figured it would just work, and whatever didn't work would be easy to figure out with the team's help. However, even the basics, I imagine, didn't end up working like I expected, and we had to change them later. Also, that small amount of design was done before the team was fully formed, and some team members were able to improve upon our original idea. So things changed. And that's normal. Things change, especially when you bring in a team. And you know what? I'll cite experience points as a case.
Before, yeah, I made it better
before
than
Red Bear
it.
Was on experience points.
That was an experience.
And even before Will North in season 4 was on experience points, it was just me talking into a microphone, playing a lot of music, and that was it. And whenever I got a co-host, Will helped improve it a little bit with, you know, his input. And then Red Bear continued to help improve it beyond what I ever thought experience points would be into a fully functioning
platform. So you're saying we started at the bottom, and now we're here.
Now we're here.
I'm sorry, everyone.
You hear this? That's him patting himself on the back. Now, he does cite, and this guy's name is Jay, and he seems like he's a guy that really wants to make a difference, right? Because he said it has effects on his mental health. Because the internet contrary to what people like to believe, the internet is horrible sometimes.
I'm reading this. He starts talking about people commenting in mean-spirited ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do something unique online. It's bad.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about this. Because, okay, whenever you back something on Kickstarter, like you've said before, you're backing an idea, not a product.
Right, and that's something people need to really understand.
Yeah, I think that's the key that people aren't getting with this. Right. Is it's not anything that – it may never even happen. You may just throw your money away. I'm still waiting on Double Fine Adventure. I'm not holding my breath, to be honest. Yeah. It may happen one day. Who knows? But, I mean, they say that at this point I'm considering $30 a good price for the entertainment of watching how bad this is going.
That's one of the quotes from one of the you know, comments.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could look at it that way.
So let's go ahead and kind of – recap. Game was backed for $53,000. Oh, nice. They asked for 10, they got five times and then some change.
And when you say they got five times, that sounds good till you realize developers like money.
Right. Well, these developers, they were all indie developers. And an indie game starting out, you know, he made Super Mario Brothers Crossover.
Right, I get that.
But then
that.
When you realize you don't have to worry about the game sprites because they're pre-existing.
Right.
You don't have to worry about music because it pre-exists. You don't make money off of Super Mario Brothers Crossover, you know, except for like PayPal donations and things like that. But you can't accept money. You know, it's like going on YouTube and uploading someone else's work and then charging people to watch it. That's illegal. That's wrong. So he didn't make money off of that, and he wanted to make a full-fledged game. And it's not really always a money thing because, obviously, every developer had a full-time job with the exception of this guy who dedicated his entire time for the last 2 years to trying to make Super Action Squad. So it was funded, it was backed, and it had stretch goals. And it had some crazy goals, like 45 levels, 9 worlds, 9 characters, you know, downloads this, there, everything. You know how Kickstarter gets crazy sometimes. And now he's pretty much saying that, yeah, I'm sorry, no matter what you paid, but I'm backing out. And he did have a little outcry to people that are, if you're really disgruntled with this, send us an email. We'll try our best to make things okay. But they can't offer a large amount of refunds. They
can't, because they've spent that money.
Right, that money's gone. 2 years, you know, 2 years, $53,000 is more than a medium salary in a year. And that they made it stretch for 2 years. And they've lost people along the way, and there's nothing really to show for it. And now he's just saying, yeah, it's on hold.
That's part of the adventure of Kickstarter that I think the general public needs to realize. Because, I mean,
you can
this guy was
something.
He's admitted he's inexperienced and didn't know what he was doing. He got him way over his head, but he may have known what he was doing and didn't even realize it, and it may have been this awesome thing. You won't know till you back it. I every time I back something, I give the money assuming it's going to go away to nothing, and every now and then it comes back and it's great.
Right. I try to give money sometimes, exactly like the pebble, and I was about to cite that. Sometimes you have to you know what a sure thing is. The pebble had millions of dollars.
Right.
It was over, you know, it was hundreds of times funded and over. So it was kind of a sure thing. You know, you can throw $150 at that and back it, and you just add everyone else is doing it. Because they know.
Do it
because
everyone else is doing
it. Well, no. Else is doing it because they say, well, it's already surpassed X number of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's definitely going to happen. There's no way it can't. You can buy enough people and time with the money you have now. So I might as well get on the bandwagon before they close it because that's what's going to happen.
I want this thing.
But with games, you know, people give $20 or $30. You throw away $20 or $15 a month in World of Warcraft or Eve subscriptions. You get rid of that money on a real-time basis. Every day, money is just thrown away. And if people are going to get really upset, now, yeah, if you threw away $150 towards a game that's never going to happen, then maybe you have a right to complain and somebody's going to get their money back. You throw $20 at a game that is just an idea and you're throwing it towards that idea, then I'm sorry. I don't really feel sorry for you. That's just life. That's it happens.
Here's the thing. They clearly tried to make a game happen, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, they did.
So it's not like he took $53,000 and went, bye.
Right.
And they put in the effort. He tried.
You know,
it's hard to motivate people without enough money.
Yeah, and I've been on teams where
it's hard
to motivate.
I can agree,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we both been on teams, especially
and also on that note, throwing money at things doesn't always fix the problem either.
Especially in the tech industry, you know, we've both been you know, programmers. We've both been testers. We've both been admins. And we've always worked on a team. We've always worked on teams. And sometimes you get a really good motivated team that they're like right on point with you.
Yeah.
And it
seems like sometimes you just don't.
It seems like two of the people out of the eight are or out of the seven, including himself, they really are on point with him. And that they'll continue to work on it in their spare time. And maybe something will happen. Maybe it'll get released. But as of right now, it's on hold. That's just where it's at. So
sorry, guys.
I don't know. So you're saying that you wouldn't be upset after 2 years? I mean, what's really to be upset about?
So I'm not upset about Double Fine Adventure at this point.
Right.
I've kind of let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not missing $20 now. Come on, that was 2 years ago.
No, it's. I mean, it's lost money.
And like I said, I'd be upset if it came out that this dude just took $53,000 or whatever and ran off with it.
Right.
But bought like a bunch he's of Macs. Clear. Yeah, bought some Mac, like two Macs.
Right.
And. They tried. He tried to make it happen. It's you get a bad team, sometimes it doesn't happen. You can't pay people enough, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just don't happen, and that's the point in Kickstarter. It may have happened. It didn't this time.
And you know what?
Next time, something may happen.
It says right here. You're right. It's like roulette. Kickstarter roulette almost. He says, I did everything I could to provide honest, frequent updates. But when I didn't have good news to share, things quickly turned sour. I wasn't motivated to give updates, and when I did, when I didn't have news,
no one likes delivering bad news,
right? Especially when it's like directly because of something that you were doing,
right?
Especially when you're
at fault.
You know, everyone expected him to create something,
but in the end, he wrote all this out, and he's doing a AMA. Right?
Yeah, he's doing an AMA on Reddit. They're doing a live thing on YouTube.
Yeah, there it is.
Tomorrow, I think it's the 20th.
Yeah, Thursday the 20th.
Yeah. So tomorrow,
7:30 Eastern.
Yeah. So I mean, check it out. This is a heartfelt apology, and it's a very well-written apology. I mean, it's 6 pages printed out. You can go to, I believe it's explodingrabbit.com and check this out.
Yeah, search Exploding Rabbit on YouTube. You'll find it.
So that's pretty cool. Along with explosions, there's fire. We're going to cut to a song
fire.
And it'll end out the
I
night.
I like fire.
This is Throwing Fire by Ronald Jinkies. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Throwing Fire by Ronald Jinkies. We are out of time.
Not again.
We keep running out. We need to get some extra time.
When are they just going to give us the entire channel?
Red
Bear all the time.
We'd have to get, I think, more people, or we'd have to get you a microphone that follows you, like a headset microphone.
Oh, yeah. I could wear a Bluetooth headset all the time.
Google Glass, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, Glass, let's do the show. Okay.
Google now.
I actually got into the Explorer program for Google Glass.
Oh, did you?
I don't want to pay $1,500
no.
to get it, but I'm thinking.
I've seen one. I've put one on. I'm not terribly impressed yet.
No, and I don't think I would be either.
It's not $1,500.
I'm way more impressed at the Ouya. Or not the Ouya.
The Ouya. Wow, that's bad,
I'm
Google.
I'm sorry. At the Crystal Cove at. Yeah. Whatever
why
it is.
Why can't
Oculus,
we English?
The Oculus Rift.
Yeah, no, so that's $300. And, well, not even Crystal Cove yet. I'm impressed with the original one.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really good. So thank you for listening. Check out our websites. What's that website, Bear?
At exppoints.com, double tap the P.
You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencepoints. Go to youtube.com/theexppoints channel.
For even more content.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/exp_points.
Because we like underscores.
We got underscores, and someone already had EXP points. But
losers.
So, yeah, subscribe
despite
to YouTube.
Despite my best efforts for negotiation, they wouldn't give it to us.
No, negotiating on the internet is just yelling very loudly.
Yeah, it was on the internet, totally.
So, YouTube.
I'm that creepy guy that tracks people down and
wow.
back alleys. No, it was the internet. Yeah.
The back alleys of the internet. Yeah, it's even scarier than real back alleys.
That is a true statement.
Truest statement. Subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes, and sync us up on your podcasts and whatever. We are generating some new content.
We're working on an entire EXP points team.
We've got an entire team. We're not ready to release them yet, but we will be slowly adding people
mystery
to the team.
Mystery team.
We're the mystery men.
Super mystery men
Super
team.
Super mystery men plus women team.
Plus women.
So we're also doing Let's
Plays.
We are
not sexist here.
No, we're not sexist. That's
equal opportunity
Who
awesome.
Does that? Who does that? Other people do that.
Other shows that aren't as good as us.
Not MG and Red Bear.
Nah,
not Experience
Not DJ
Points.
Red Bear.
Not today.
DJ Red Bear loves the ladies.
Oh,
dudes are cool too.
Thank you. We got some Let's Plays going on right now. Currently, I'm putting up a lot of Let's Plays, but everyone else is going to get in those Let's Plays once we kind of distribute some responsibility and stuff. I'm doing Let's Plays on, like, Banished, which is a fantastic game. It is hard. Like, it is Unforgiving Winter type. That should be the game, Unforgiving Winter.
Unforgiving Winter.
It seems like that should be the game or a DLC for it, which is pretty much just the game again because the winters are very unforgiving. But it's a good city-building type simulator, way better than SimCity. Which got offline mode. We didn't cover that in the news, but it actually got offline mode.
That's finally good, because why did it not have that?
I don't know. Because EA and Maxis. EA is actually a contender for the worst company in America, which is kind of funny and also true. But yeah, I'm doing Let's Plays of, what is it, Banished, Far Cry 3, Far Cry Blood Dragon? 3 Blood Dragon? I think it's 3 Blood Dragon. So I'm doing all the Far Cry 3s. And I'm also going to be hitting up Assassin's Creed eventually. But my favorite game to Let's Play currently is Beyond Good and Evil.
That is a good one.
Beyond Good and Evil totally looked down upon or overwritten in 2003 when it was released. I want to say like a bigger game came out and it just kind of overshadowed it. But yeah, it's totally available now for download on Xbox Live, on PSN. On PS2 if you have it, on Steam. It's like $10 on Steam or $10 on goodoldgames.com, GOG.com.
Yeah, check that out.
We actually have a song we're going to end out tonight.
We have songs. That's what we do on the show. We're going to talk about video games and we play songs.
We play songs about the video games we talk about. Yeah. Because, I mean,
it's a good system we got.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't we? Well, we're going to.
That's happening.
This is Frame of Mind by Super Green X, also from OC Remix. I'll put a link in the description of the episode below.
Yeah, you will.
This is Beyond Good and Evil's remix, Frame of Mind by Super Green X. And if we have time, I might throw another song in there. Don't know what it'll be. But
Stay tuned. You'll find out.
Yeah, don't stop listening. Can't stop that signal, as Red Bear pointed out.
You can't stop the signal.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Jean-Luc Picard.